It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, a daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that makes the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And now here at this morning's program is Jim Field.
Hi, Brett. How are you this morning?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Oh, okay. Just fine. Thank you very much. Not near wet enough.
No, it looks like it could rain, but it's not raining.
Yeah, right. Don't fake us out like that. That's what they keep saying. There is a chance of rain. Yeah, well, there's also a chance that I could go out and break into song and dance on Main Street, too, and that's not happening either. So it's just ridiculous anymore. A little wet stuff would be just fine. You were gone a few days last week. Did you run into any rain anywhere?
Yeah, you know, it rained two mornings in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, it also got up to like 118 degrees.
It was 108 when we left the water park Wednesday.
Wow. I bet the water park was packed.
No, it really wasn't. And the concrete was so darn hot, you couldn't even walk barefoot on the concrete.
I bet. It doesn't take very long. Well, gee, that sounded like such fun.
Yeah.
At least it was family time.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell us about Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Kitchen remodels can be a trying time for all homeowners. But at Camblin Plumbing and Heating, we want you to know that we make the process painless as possible. From our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can truly help design your new layout, cabinets, and countertops and let you see your room before ordering. With our plumbing department, we have the advantage of several lines of products and the expertise of highly trained technicians. All our cabinets, countertops, sinks, faucets, and materials are discounted every day to give you the best value around. We can be reached in Atlantic at 243-1512 and in Harlan at 755-3286.
All right, very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. Yeah, it doesn't seem to matter where you go in the upper Midwest these days. It's hot, it's dry, and it rains very little.
The corn looks a lot worse down south.
Yeah, I know. It's as bad as we think it is here, it's always worse someplace else. It's not good anywhere, but at least not up here in the upper Midwest. But just keep plugging along.
Yeah.
You can't really change it unless you come up with a machine to make those clouds rain. Well, what it is good for, I guess, is all kinds of outdoor stuff if you're doing things. One of the real downers is when you run into situations where the you kind of have like county fair and stuff, and then it rains. I guess usually nobody likes that. I don't think anybody would care very much right now if that were the case. Be okay to spend a day inside, I guess, if it meant we get a little.
We
bit
still
of
got today.
Yeah, I know. Get a little bit of soaking rain. That'd be okay, though. We do have some county fair stuff going on here in the area yet in the next couple of days, though. The Audubon County Fair winding down. We had live broadcasts for you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday afternoon from up at the Audubon County Fair. And they had their last really big day of fair activities yesterday with all kinds of stuff going on, including leading up to the figure eight races, which kind of closed out the day last night. Today, though, is also an important day for the Audubon County Fair, just like tomorrow will be for the Cass County Fair, because for Audubon County fairgoers, today will be their livestock sale. They get the morning started here in a little bit at 8 o'clock with the biscuits and gravy at the pop stand. They'll have a breakfast for you there. And then after that, at 9 o'clock this morning, they'll start their livestock sale. Poultry, rabbits, beef, sheep, and swine all will go on the auction block today at the Audubon County Fair. They'll have a 4-H watermelon feed right after that sale as well. It's always an important time, and it's always very important for folks to help to support that as well. You know, one of the reasons that the kids do continue to show animals at the fair, you know, it's a good educational experience and all, but, you know, one of the other reasons is the money that's available out there. For some of these kids, that money is put away into college savings accounts and things so that they have money to further their education down the road. 4-H and FFA programs and projects are largely an education for them anyway, but this is an opportunity for them to see the fruits of their labor. And, you know, if the money goes away, usually so do the kids. So if you can help them out in any way, shape, or form by helping to support them at the livestock sale, they would very much appreciate that. And again, the Audubon County Livestock Sale at their fair is today. That gets underway at 9 o'clock this morning. Now, the same goes for the Cass County Livestock Sale. That'll be held tomorrow. That'll be on Tuesday, and that'll be an all-day sucker. That's going to start at 9 or at 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, and they're going to run through everything. Remember the days when we used to have a two-day sale where they'd split everything up into two different days? Not the case. It's going to be all in one day. So they're going to run through everything tomorrow. And again, the Cass County Livestock Sale will get underway at 8 a.m. So get out there bright and early and plan to spend a day out there. I'm not even sure if they're going to take a lunch break. I think they're going to run right on through and have a concession trailer right out there for folks. Is kind of what they're talking about. So it's going to be a good long day. So make sure you come on out and help to support. Bring your checkbook with you. You don't really need it there. They bill you, but bring your checkbook with you. Lots of stuff going on today at the fair, too. In fact, the Cass County Fair, it's already opened up. You can get out there bright and early in the morning for breakfast. But also, as far as the shows and things go, the beef show is kind of the big livestock judging event today, and that gets underway at 8 o'clock this morning now. That'll start here in about another 20 or so minutes this morning in the outdoor show ring, and they have a good number of entries again there. And remember that how that works. The beef show is in the outdoor show ring during the day, and they'll get through all the classes and things and finish all that stuff up, but then they'll bring all the class champions back in for the grand champion beef selection later on tonight. That'll get underway at about 7 o'clock this evening, and that grand champion beef selection is going to be held over in the outdoor show ring. It won't be held in the grandstand area. It'll be held over in the outdoor show ring. A little easier for the animals and the participants there, too, because they already have the fencing and everything set up for that, and it's right there close to the livestock barn, so it's not going to require anything extra for them to do that. Plus, with the expected heat that we're going to have, you know how the grandstand kind of works at the Cass County Fair. You end up sitting in the bleachers and staring straight into the sun because it's going down there to the west, and it's not always ideal for the crowd, you know? So the nice thing about the outdoor show ring is it's very well shaded, so you shouldn't have any of those problems. They'll have plenty of bleacher seating there for folks as well. So that grand champion beef selection getting underway at about 7 o'clock tonight. Now, also today at the Cass County Fair, you can enjoy things like the Best of Iowa show. That gets underway at 9:30 this morning. That's where a bunch of the youngsters will come in, and they'll put together and whip up their own recipes and things. And the best part of that show is you get to taste test. They usually have plenty of stuff, and they are going to have lots and lots of fun. I think they said over 40 youngsters are entered in that competition, so you'll have plenty of opportunity if you'd like to swing on by to taste test some of those things. Also, the Dairy and Dairy Goat Show gets underway at 10 this morning. At the same time, the commercial exhibits open today. The Watermelon Feed by the Atlantic Rotary Club. They traditionally hold their watermelon feed out there by the livestock judging area on Beef Day, and they're doing that again this year. That will start at 11 o'clock this morning. You could drip a little of that into the ground, too, you know. You don't have to be completely clean when you eat watermelon. It's okay to have some dripping down your elbow. And if it hits the ground, I guess all the better for us, right? Also, the Meat Goat Show, 1 o'clock. Boy, it'd take a lot of watermelon to adequately knock down the dust, wouldn't it? If you've been checking out the area near the grandstand the last few days, they've had this skid loader rodeo thing going on. We weren't even sure what that was. We Googled that, looked it up on YouTube and watched a little bit of that just to kind of see what it was. But it's almost kind of a skills competition more than anything else. And it's open to anyone who's ever operated a skid loader. And I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, Brett, you've probably operated a skid loader before.
I have, but I'm not very smooth.
Who said anything about that?
I'd definitely be bucking.
Well, it's kind of a skills competition, also based on speed, and it's kind of interesting to sit and watch. But it's open to anyone. I know some folks have asked, "Gee, what is that? Is there going to be are there professionals coming in?" Well, I don't know that there are too many professional skid loader rodeo guys out there, but. It's just anybody who's operated a skid loader who feels pretty confident they can do it. You come over, you sign the papers, you hop in, and away you go. You don't have to bring your own. They have a few models sitting out there. So, you know, just away you go, and they'll explain the course to you, and you can do your thing. And they've been doing the preliminaries here throughout the week. And then tonight, after the Grand Champion Beef selection, or around the 7 o'clock time thereabouts, they're going to have those skid loader rodeo finals. So they'll have the finals for that. That's kind of a different event anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
A little different. Also, the Meat Goat shows at 1 o'clock. I think I mentioned that already. The Style Show and Building Awards is at 4:30 today. And if you've not been up to the building yet to see any of those projects and you were kind of planning to do that, time's a-wasting because after they get done handing out the awards and stuff today, at around 5:30 or so, then everything's going to disappear out of the building. Everything's going to be released, and it'll all be gone. So that's kind of how that is going to go today. So lots of stuff going on there. The commercial buildings will be open during the course of the day. Stop by and see us out at the booth as well. We have one last day out at the Fair Broadcasting Live this afternoon. We'll be out there from 1 to 7 this afternoon. And then also, don't forget, as I mentioned earlier, the livestock sale, which gets underway at 8 o'clock starting tomorrow morning. And that's an important time for those youngsters, again, to be able to generate some revenue to help out with those projects. Some of them, as I say, put it in their college fund. Some of them use it to pay for their projects for next season. You know, it's for whatever they're going to use it for, but that's when they get their opportunity to make things happen. So check it out. If you've never gone to the livestock sales before, they are premium sales. So it's not like you have to take the animal home. You can just pay the premium on it, too. They'll set bids for packers and things, and then they'll go from there. So if you just want to pay the difference as kind of a reward to those youngsters to help out for the publicity, for the advertising, whatever reason you do it for, it's real easy to do. And if you don't understand how that process works, when you do get there, just pull aside one of the guys who helped to volunteer to do the auctions and things in the ring. They'll be glad to explain it to you. You'll be able to find those bills of sale sitting out as you come in, too. So just look that stuff over and ask if you have some questions. They're pretty easy to deal with, and they'll make sure that you have a good experience because they want the kids to have a good experience as well. I want to turn things back over to Brett this morning. He has more for us from Camblin Plumbing and Heating. Brett?
69 years with Lennox gives Camblin Plumbing and Heating the right to say that there isn't any other brand out there that compares apples to apples with Lennox. With truly engineering product, Lennox stands way out in front on quality, warranties, and efficiencies. We offer furnaces up to 98% efficient in the gas furnace arena, totally efficient electric furnaces, up to 19 Ceron heat pumps and air-to-air and air conditioners, and the best indoor air quality products on the market. Lennox and Camblin's, you've come to know us, you've come to trust us. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day, Charlie Brown. In the Book of Life, the answers aren't in the back.
Well, that's true. There are no Cliff's Notes, are there? Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. Is everybody just nicknaming their air conditioning condenser units out back Dusty these days?
Yeah, it's probably time to rinse them out again. So no rain don't help them out, that's for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for all that dust. Just take a look at the top of your car.
Yeah,
you can see how quick the dust is blowing around. Hey, thanks for coming in this
morning.
Hey, you go out, make it a great day, and God bless America.